买了一个火鸡，很便宜，十块钱。
In our fellowship, we bought a turkey. It's so cheap. It's only $10.
搞得很好吃。
It's very delicious.
这个是非常感恩的一个感恩节。
It's such a blessing to have such a wonderful Thanksgiving.
愿上帝赐福大家。
May God also bless each one of us.
好，我们今天来讲一个题目。
Today we are going to talk about a subject.
叫反思两个半支派的选择。
Titled "Reflecting on the Choice of Two and a Half Tribes."
我先请钟牧师为我们读五段的经文。
It's a long title, but it's only five words. It's in Numbers 32, 1 to 5. The Reubenites and Gadites, who have very large herds and flocks, saw the lands of Jazer and Galilee were suitable for livestock. So they came to Moses and Eleazar and the priests and to the leaders of the community and said, Ataroth, Dibon, Jazer, Naarath, Hezron, Eleale, Seban, Nebo, and beyond. And verse 4. The land the Lord subdued before the people of Israel are suitable for the livestock, and your servants have livestock. So we have found favor in your eyes. They said, let this land be given to your servants as our possession. Do not make us cross the Jordan.
感谢神的话。
Thank God for his word.
当以色列人流浪的四十年以后，来到了约旦河的边。
After wandering for 40 years, the Israelites finally come to the bank of Jordan.
佳美的迦南就在眼前。
The beautiful Canaan is just across a river.
就在这个时候，两个支派流便跟迦德支派提出他们想待在这个地方。
But at that very moment, two tribes, Reuben and Gad, they came to Moses and expressed their willing to stay put, settle down in that place.
他们就想把家安在河的东面。
They want to settle down at the east side of Jordan.
他们走了这么长的时间，然后说，到了家门口，说我选择不进去了。
After wandering for such a long time and right before the doorstep, they finally decided to don't want to get in.
他为什么有这个选择？
Why they have such a decision?
这是个令人非常深思的一个问题。
That is really a thought-provoking issue.
我们来看一张地图。
Let's look at the map.
我们看到这个地图，这条叫约旦河。
In this map, you know, in the center is a Jordan River.
应许地在约旦河的西面。
The promised land is on the left-hand side, which is the west side of the river.
他们来到东面这个地方就停下来了。
When they arrive at the east bank of Jordan, you know, they settle down.
这个地方是我们以前讲过，这是以色列人将亚摩利王、巴山王把他们打败了，然后得了这块地方。
In the past, we have already talked about when they after they get out of the wilderness, you know, they conquered the Amorites and also the people of Bashan, and then they occupied that place.
所以他们得到这一块地方是在应许地之外的一大块的地方。
This huge land is outside of the promised land, and they have conquered.
但是我们知道，应许地是在约旦河西，不在约旦河东。
But the issue is the promised land is on the west side of Jordan, not on the east.
他们在这个地方就说他们要留下来。
But while they're at the east side, they said, well, we want to settle down here.
他为什么会停下来？
Why do you want to settle down and stop there?
因为他被这一块地方的所看到的景象所吸引了。
The reason is very simple. They were attracted, you know, by what they have seen in the east side of Jordan.
这个地方水草丰富，土地肥沃。
When they look at the land is fertile with a lot of water and a lot of pastures.
他们就跟摩西说，流便的子孙和迦南的子孙，因为他有牲畜极多。
And they told Moses, well, the people of Reuben and the people of Gad, you know, they have a lot of livestock.
他们看见这个亚谢地和基列地这个地方可以为他们的牛羊放牧。
And they look at the land and said, wow, it's a very, very beautiful place for them to have livestock.
他就说跟摩西说求你将这块地方赐给我不要领我到约旦河的那边去。
So they told Moses, if we find favor in your eye, will you allow us to settle down here? Don't lead us to the other side of Jordan.
他们为什么会有这种想法?
Why they have such a thought?
因为他们有一个错误的眼光。
Because they have a wrong perspective.
他看到了牛羊，没有看到了上帝。
In their eyes are full of livestock, but doesn't have God.
他们看到了物质的世界，没有看到属灵的世界。这个属灵的世界在迦南美地。
In their eyes is a material world, but they don't see the spiritual world, the spiritual world, which is in Canaan.
在人看来没有错，这个地方不错。
From a human's perspective, you know that place is not bad.
这个地方雨水充沛，也是有一大块的草地。
He has a lot of rain, and therefore he has a lot of pastures.
适合他们居住，也适合他们积攒财富。
It's suitable for them to dwell and then to make their living.
但上帝不是看这不是看这么个地方。
But for God, you know, God is the idea for God is not to settle down there.
上帝说这个地方不是允许之地，这里没有上帝的同在。
Because that piece of land is not the promised land, it doesn't have God's presence.
所以这个地方也没有上帝的特别的属灵的保护。
And there, it doesn't have God's spiritual protection.
所以他们待下来，他们所做的决定是凭着他自己的眼见，凭着他自己的一个的喜好做出的个决定。
So all the decisions they have made is just based on what they have seen and based on their desire.
他没有凭着上帝的允许，没有凭着上帝的命定。
They did not make the decision based on God's promise and destiny.
他们所在乎的是他们的这个财产牛羊。
All they care about is the wealth, the property.
他们的整一个的生活是围绕着家庭这样一个中心生活的。
And all the life is just surrounding their family.
他们说我们要在这个地方来为我的牲畜来累圈。
So they said, well, we want to settle down here and build bull's pen, you know, for our livestock.
为富人为我的孩子来造成。
And for our family, we build 45 cities.
他们将上帝的旨意上帝的允许完全抛在脑后。
They totally forget about God's will and God's purpose.
他们说我在这个地方就好我不要过到那个地方去。
In the mind, he is good enough, I don't want to go to another side of the river.
所以他们的生命的境界就在约旦河这个地方止住了。
So for them, you know, their life just stops short at this side of Jordan.
他们的生命不能进入到更好的生命更丰盛的地方去。
Their life cannot enter into another level of abundance of the other side.
他们不是进入到上好，而是在留在这个次好这个地方。
They did not look for the best; they only settled for the second best.
我们今天我们的很多的信徒也是不是停留在这样的一个的生命的光景当中
？In fact, a lot of Christians are in such a life situation too.
我只要信耶稣，耶稣保佑我。
If I believe in Christ and He keep me.
当我工作的时候，上帝祝福我；当我生病的时候，上帝要来帮助我。
When I work, He bless me, and when I am sick, you know, He is going to heal me.
当我遇到一个困难的时候，上帝会来安慰我。
When I come into challenge, and He come to comfort me.
这是不是就是我们的信仰呢
？Is that all about our faith?
我们的生命是不是就到此为止？
Is our life, you know, only have these things?
我们完全不在乎上帝他的心意是什么，上帝他想要什么。
The matter of fact is, we totally don't care about what God thinks about and what He wants.
我们的生命没有对上帝没有更深的渴慕，没有对上帝生命有更深的成长。
Beyond our physical need, we don't have a deeper desire of God.
有人跟我说。敬虔啊，祷告啊，这是神职人员要做的事情。
One time, a person he told me, "Hey, pastor, you know, prayer and piety belongs to you, pastors."
我是个平信徒。
I'm just a lay person.
我只要有空我就来聚聚会，没有空我就不来。只要我心里边有上帝就好了。
If I have time, I come to church, and as long as God is in my heart, it's okay, good enough.
我听到以后非常的难过。
I'm very sad when I heard this.
圣经里边有任何一个的地方是这样教导的吗？
Can you tell me where in the Bible teach you such a philosophy?
河东这个地方是两个半支派，他们一个是他们的一个陷阱。
The east of Jordan, in fact, is a trap for the two and a half tribes.
本来上帝赐给他们有极其多的牲畜，给他有极其丰盛的一个的祝福。
When God blessed them with a lot of livestock, a lot of other materials,
他们却因为上帝给了他们很多，而失去了更好上帝的心意，这是一个得不偿失的一个选择。
But they settle on what they have already got, and they miss out what God has provided, what is better for them.
如果上帝给了你很多，但你因此而失去了上帝更加美好祝福的时候，我们的这个祝福，我们认为的这个好，也就会变成坏。
If you receive a lot from God, and because of that you lost the better thing that God provided you, the thing that you have at hand is not a good thing for you, actually.
我们看到许多这样一些事例。
We can see a lot of examples like this.
当自己没有工作的时候，我们在神的面前苦苦的哀求。
When I lost my job, I pray my heart out before God.
当我们的生活平顺了，当上帝把这个工作给了你以后，你就会发现这个人不见了。
When I finally land on a job and settle down, oh God disappeared from my life.
当我们看重我们的事业、我们的金钱、我们的事业、我们的地位的时候，这些就会主导我们的人生。
When we only treasure our career, our property, our wealth.And all these things will become obstacle in our life.
我们的人生就会从上帝这边移到这些东西上去。
Our life will shift from God to all these material things.
第二点就是进入到神的允许里边去。
The second point I want to discuss is that how to enter into God's promises.
当这个两个支派来跟摩西商讨的时候，摩西听到了以后非常的紧张。
When the two and a half tribes, you know, they came to Moses and wanted to discuss with him about settling down on the east of Jordan, Moses became very nervous.
他心里在那想，难道四十年前的噩梦今天重新发生了吗？
In his heart, he said, the bad dream 40 years ago, it happened over again.
四十年前，摩西派十二个探子进入到迦南美地。
40 years ago, Moses sent 12 spies into Canaan.
十个回来报了一个凶信。
10 of them came back with bad news.
使全会众都灰心丧志。
And the bad news discouraged the whole congregation.
都不肯进到迦南美地里边去。
They all decided not to enter into Canaan.
这引起了上帝的怒气。
And because of that, God's anger was provoked.
今天所看到的情形，他看到跟四十年前很相似。
And right now, when the people come to Moses, Moses said, "Wow, it's deja vu over again."
摩西很担心同样的错误会发生。
In Moses' heart, his deep concern is the same nightmare will happen again.
如果你们两个支派都不进去的话，那别的支派看到以后，他们心里想，我也不进去了。
If these two and a half tribes decided not to enter into Canaan, and then how about the rest? They might make the same decision not enter into the promised land.
他更担心的是上帝会发怒。
And because of that, God will, you know, we will make God anger too.
如果你这样搞法，然后上帝发怒把他们丢在旷野，这怎么办呢？
And if it end up that God will once again abandon them in the wilderness, then what can we do?
刘辩跟加德支派的人不愧是谈判的高手。
The tribe of Reuben and Gad, they are a very skillful negotiator.
他们要来打消摩西的顾虑。
They know Moses' concern and they come and try to settle him down.
他说你不用担心，你放心。
He said, "Hey Moses, don't worry, don't worry."
我会派兵过河跟你们一起去打仗。
We will send our troops across a river and fight with our brothers.
我不仅跟你打仗，而且我走在队伍的最前面。
Our troops will not only fight, they will be actually at the front line.
我的妻子、我的孩子留在河的东面。
However, we will leave our spouse and our children at the east side of the Jordan.
我在西面跟你们一起打仗，把这个整个迦南地夺下来。
We will fight in the west side and until we conquer the whole promised land.
成功以后，我才回到我的河的东面来。
Once the mission is accomplished, I will return home to the east side.
他们再一次强调，这个河东的地方就是要我要再待的这个地方。
And then they emphasize once again to Moses that the east side of Jordan is where I want to settle down.
你不要叫我到东边去，你只要你把这块地方留下来，我做什么东西都肯。
The condition is don't take me to the west side of Jordan. As long as you agree with that, I can do whatever you want.
当这两个支派在摩西的面前摆出这个条件跟摩西谈的时候，难道摩西还不同意他的请求吗？
When these two tribes, you know, offered to Moses such a wonderful terms, how can Moses resist?
摩西就同意了他们的这个请求，然后非常严肃的跟他叮嘱要遵守承诺。
So Anna Moses accepted the conditions, but he told them, "Well, you got to keep your promise."
他们的这个行动本身就影响了马拿西的其中的一半的支派。
And in fact, what they have done, the Reuben and the Gad has a strong influence on another tribe, the Manasseh.
这个半个支派就夺取了北面的基列地。
Half of Manasseh has decided to occupy the Gilead, which is the east side of Jordan.
结果这两个半支派就留在了约旦河的东面。
And they wanted decided to like Reuben and Gad to stay on the east side.
我们再来看这个图。
If we look at the map,
我们看到这里有两个半支派在约旦河东。
On the east side of Jordan, there are two and a half tribes.
有，这里你看到这里马拿西有东马拿西有西马拿西，对吗？
Besides Reuben and Gad at the south, you look at Manasseh. There are two Manasseh, one at the east, one at the left too.
所以就是马拿西分裂成两半，一半在东，一半在西。
That is telling us the tribe of Manasseh they have divided into two halves, one at the east side and one at the west side.
一半的马拿西进去了，一半的马拿西留在应许地之外。
Half of the tribe they enter into the promised land, but the other half they stay put in the east side.
这两个支派，他们之所以留在河东，是通过谈判得来的结果。
The reason that these two and a half tribes can stay in the east side is because of through the negotiation.
他跟摩西谈条件，谈妥协，最后达成了这个协议。
They negotiate with Moses and then make a lot of compromise and finally they reach an agreement.
他们不愿意过去要留在这个地方，他的实质是因为他们想让自己来控制管理自己的人生。
They don't want to enter into the promised land, they want to stay on the east side. Actually, their agenda is that they want to control their own life.
不愿意让神来成为他们生活的一个带领。
They were not willing to let God be the one who lead their life.
我们发现在他们整一个的谈判的过程当中，上帝没有说过一句话。
If you pay attention to the passage, God didn't say a word during the whole negotiation process.
那表示是什么呢？
What does it mean?
那表示是说，上帝默许这件事情，或者说我们说是许可。
Does it mean that God allowed this to happen?
那么，
or you say God permit this to happen?
那么上帝许可这件事情，是不是就是上帝的允许呢？
If God permit this to happen, does it mean that God will is like that?
许可，上帝许可当然不是上帝的允许，不是上帝最好的心意。
God allowed this to happen doesn't mean that this is what God's promised, because God's promise is God's best idea for them.
这是一个次等的选择，并不是一个上好的选择。
For them, this is a second best decision, not the best one.
上帝说，既然你们不想过去，那就 go ahead.
And in God's mind, he said, okay, well, because you don't want to go into the promised land, then okay, go ahead and settle down here.
你做你想做的事情，我总不可能把你们都绑到河西这个地方来。
Do whatever you want here, because you know I will not force you to cross a river and go into the west side.
所以许可不等于允许。
So here is means that God allowed this to happen is doesn't equal to God's promise.
我们一定需要在读经的时候需要知道有许多的地方是这两个许可跟允许有不同的一个区别。
When we read the Bible, we need to pay attention to allow things, something to happen, and something promised by God has a lot of difference in between.
当法利赛人他拿着摩西的律法来问耶稣，
When the Pharisees they come to ask Jesus, using the laws.
为什么说你写了休书以后就可以休妻？
They said, "Well, the law said, you know, as long as I come up with a divorce agreement, then I can divorce my wife."
耶稣说，那是因为你们心硬。
And Jesus responded to that, "Because your heart is hot."
上帝许可你。
God allow you to do that.
应该说不是许可，应该是认捧。
In fact, God is not allowing this to happen. God just let you have your way.
既然你们不愿意在一起，那么就把那个法律的手续完成好。
If the reality is you two don't want to get along with each other, then I will provide a legal path for you to.Do that.
写一个休书，不要不清不楚。
Have a divorce agreement is better than nothing.
我们上一次讲到的时候，也讲到以色列人向撒母耳求一个王，让他来管理他们。
Last Sunday we also talked about the Israelites. They asked Samuel to have a king in the midst.
立一个王并不是上帝的心意。
But having a king, you know, for the Israelites is not God's heart.
撒母耳非常的生气。
Samuel is so angry about this.
上帝告诉他，他们要立一个王，你就给他们一个王。
And God told Samuel, let them have their way.
他们不是丢弃你，而是不是厌弃你，而是厌弃我。他们不要我做他们的王。
They are not against you. They are actually against me. They don't want me to be their king.
所以他们得到这个王是上帝的允许吗
？So Israel got their king. Is that God's promise?
这是一个次等的一个选择。
Actually, for them, it's just a second choice.
所以我们要读圣经的时候要很留心啊，什么时候圣经里边说是许可，什么时候是允许。
So we need to pay a particular attention when we read the Bible. What is God's promise, and what is God just allow it to happen?
上帝说：“我赐给你们的福是，我们赐给你的福是富足的，并不会加上忧虑。”
God said, "You know, my blessing for you is a lot of wealth. It's not asking you to toil hard."
也就是说，上帝给我们的福是完全的、满足的，不会有内在的一些。危机或者矛盾的。
That's to say, you know, when it's a blessing from God, it is perfect. It doesn't have any hidden problem, you know, that you will suffer down the road.
人的选择往往会带有忧虑。
Man's choice and decision a lot of time has a lot of weariness deep inside.
常常会有后顾之忧。
A lot of time, it has a lot of hidden problem that will surface, you know, down the road.
摩西对两个支派的劝诫没有用。
Moses' encouragement doesn't help the two tribes.
他一意的孤行，一意孤行，坚持他的主张，要留在河东这个地方作为定居。
They insist on the decision to stay at the east side.
河东这个地方不是个好地方。
The east side of Jordan is not a good place.
第一个，这个地方是个这个摩亚平原。
In fact, Moab is a piece of flat land.
原来所居住的亚摩利人和巴山人之所以会灭亡，很大的原因是这个地方没有办法能够去保护自己。
The original inhabitant, the Amorites, and also the people of Bashan, you know, they cannot protect themselves in such a flat land.
这个地方是易攻难守的地方。
In that land, you know, people can occupy you very easily.
因为这个地方是个平原。
Because it's a flat land.
敌人一来，他们就没有办法防守。
When the enemy come, they cannot resist. They cannot fight.
我们看到的地图上约旦河似乎是个平的，但是你一看到地图，你会发现这是个很深的谷。
When you just simply look at the map, you cannot see it. But when you look at this, you know that it's in a valley.
他们把两块地方分成左右两块，左边不能保护右边的。
That valley or canyon actually divided the land into two pieces, east and west.
在地理上，它不是个好的地方。
So, from a geographical standpoint, it's not a good place.
在属灵的上也不是个好地方。
And from the spiritual point of view, it's not a good place either.
那里住的人是以实玛利以及罗德的后代。
The original inhabitant was the descendant of Lot.
我们知道以实玛利是凭什么生的呀？
You know the Ishmael and then Lot. How was he born?
以实玛利是凭着血气生。而不是上帝的允许所生的。
In the Bible, he said Ishmael was born out of flesh, not God's promise.
他们选择这个地方是同样的，跟以实玛利的一个的这个想法是，也不是那个Sarah的那个想法是一样的。
When the two tribes decided to stay put at the east side of Jordan, actually they fall into the same thought of Ishmael.
这个地方没有上帝的保护。
That place doesn't have God's protection.
离开的人群没有在圣殿的周围。
They are apart from the rest of the congregation. They are not a part of the holy temple later on they built.
他们的信仰很快就被同化。
And their belief, their faith, a kind of a wash off by all the pagans surrounding them.
华人很理解这件事情。
We Asians, we understand this very well.
他们都喜欢在一些好的学区里边，一个安全的地方来居住。
We all like to live in a neighborhood with a good school district.
他们很清楚，周围的气氛会影响自己的孩子。
Because we know that the atmosphere in the community can affect how my kids will study.
那些地方都不喜欢读书的。读书的人，那么他的孩子也会跟着他们不喜欢读书。
If the whole community, the kids there are not willing to study hard, then my kids will be the same way.
所以这不是个属灵好的一个环境。
So the east of Jordan is not a good spiritual place.
当我们去查阅以色列历史的时候，我们就会发现，在任何的一次的外敌入侵的情况之下，最先受到攻击的、最受搅扰的，就是这两个半支派。
If you go back to the history of Israel, whenever the enemy invade Israel, the two and a half tribe at the east bank is the first victim.
亚门人、亚摩利人不断的找他们的麻烦。
The Amorites harass them over and over again.
当以色列王国要灭亡的时候，首先被掳的就是这两个半支派。
And before Israel was destroyed by Assyria, the east side, the two tribes are the first captives of for Assyria.
这是他们自己选择自己生活方式的结果。
This is a consequence of they make the decision for themselves.
他不想让上帝来为他们选择。
They don't want God to choose for them.
所以这提醒我们。
This reminds us one thing.
我们要进到上帝的上好里边去。
We must enter into God's best thing.
行在神的心意当中。
Walk in the heart of God.
不要停留在次好，或者在你的一个的自己妥协的一个结果里边去。
Don't settle on the second best or something that you compromise with.
第三点是专心，专心的人可以进入到应许地。
The third point is that only the unfaltering people can enter the promised land.
神说谁可以进入到应许地呢？
And God said, who can enter to my promised land?
神说像加勒、像耶稣亚的这样的人可以进入到应许地去，因为他们专心的跟从我。
The answer is somebody like Joshua, somebody like Caleb, because they are determined to follow me.
这两个半支派能不能专心的跟随上帝？
Can these two and half tribe can they devote themselves to follow me?
这两个支派不能专心的跟随上帝。
No, they can't.
因为他们的心不在约旦河西，而在约旦河东。
Because the heart is in the east side of Jordan, not the west side.
约旦河东是他们想要的。
The east side of Jordan is what they want.
这里有他们的老婆，有他们的孩子，有他们的物业，有他们的财产。
Their wife, their children, their property, their livestock, everything is there.
他们过去帮助那些其他的支派一起打仗，这是谈判，这是妥协的结果。
When they cross a river and fight with their brothers, it's only a measure of compromise.
我可以出一份力。
I can contribute my effort
帮你去占领迦南地
to help you out so that you can occupy the promised land.
但我不会全情的投入
but I will not involve with all my heart.
大家知不知道公共厕所为什么很脏，而我们家的厕所为什么那么干净？
Do you know the reason why your own bathroom is cleaner than a public bathroom?
因为公共厕所是别人的
because public bathroom is run by other people.
不是自己的，我们不会前群。
And your own bathroom is yours, and you will not spend your whole heart into something not belong to you.
约旦河东有太多的事情让他们缠累在里边，不能很专心的跟随上帝，不能很专心的能够去明白神的旨意。
There are a lot of things in the east side of Jordan that become hindrance for them to wholeheartedly follow God.
这也很多的时候是我们信徒的一个的生命的现象。
In fact, this is a reflection of the what a lot of Christians situation today.
我们可以做一件两件好事来得到表扬。
We can do one or two good things that I look good in people's eyes.
甚至我可以服侍，甚至我可以奉献。
Oh, I may serve in church. I may also, you know, make offering.
但是神说
But what God said is,
我要的不是这个
I don't want this.
我要的是将你的心归我
I want your heart totally for me.
我要的不是你过来河东打个仗
I don't want you to just to come to the west side of Jordan to fight a battle.
明天就回到你原来喜欢的地方
And then afterward, you go back to wherever you live.
神说把你的家从河东搬到河西来。
God said, "Move your family, move your property to the west side."
我们的家必侍奉耶和华。
Our family is what who will serve the Lord.
很多时候做好事是容易的，但是将我们的心交出来是难的。
It's good. It's easy to have good deeds, but it's difficult to render your heart to God totally.
当我们不愿意对付我们生命当中的问题的时候。
If we are unwilling to take care of the core issue of our life,
我们就将一些我们认为对的、我们认为好的来代替这种方式。
Then we are going to substitute, you know, our dedicated life with something that we think is good.
当我们生命当中有罪，当我们生命当中有亏欠的时候，我们往往就要做一件事情、做一件好事或者奉献来顶替。
A lot of time when we have sin in our life and or we have guilt in our life, we will do something as a substitution or compensation.
这就是叫补偿的心态。
This is called compensation.
神要的不是我们有保留的。
What God wants is not something with reservation.
有条件的。
Not want something from us with conditions.
神不是要这样的跟随，神是要你。全群的投入。
God wants you to follow Him wholeheartedly with no reservation.
我们看 看准了上帝给我们的目标，我们就将我们的一生都投入进去。
When we see clearly that is what God's will in our heart, then we throw ourselves all ourselves in to pursue it.
箴言书三章六节是这么说：在你一切所行的事上，独要认定他，他必指引你的路。
Proverbs 3:6 said, "In all your ways submit to him, and he will make your path straight."
我们跟随，我们为上帝舍弃，并不会失去什么。
We follow God doesn't mean that we are going to lose anything.
反而会被保全。
In fact, because we're doing that, we will preserve something good.
十个支派在河西，同样有他的家，同样有他的产业。
The ten tribes that across the Jordan, they also have their family, they also have their properties.
但是他们按照上帝的生活，上帝的旨意来生活，他们爱上帝，他们就被蒙福，就被保全。
But when they lived their life according to God's will, they were loved by God, they were blessed by God, they were preserved by God too.
那么上帝所要的是什么呢？
Then what does God want?
弥迦书六章八节这么说：世人啊，耶和华已指示你何为善，他向你所要的是什么呢？只要你行公义，好怜悯，存谦卑的心，与你的神同寻。
God said in Micah 6:8, He has shown you, O mortal, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you? To act justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God.
神关心什么？关心我们什么呢？
What does God care about us?
神关心的是我们的生命的见证，是关心的是你顺从他，跟随他的道路。
He cares about the testimony of our life, how we follow him.
我们的信仰的重心从来都不是外在的祝福。
The center of our faith is not external blessing.
我们的信仰的中心是在于生命的见证。
The center is the witness, the testimony of our life.
上帝的外在的祝福是送的。
The external blessing is a gift.
并不是我们寻求的一个信仰的一个重心。
It's not the main thing that we pursue. And
耶稣说不要为生命忧虑，明天吃什么，喝什么，穿什么，这些都是外邦人关心的。
Jesus said, "Don't worry about what to eat, what to wear tomorrow. This is all the concerns of the Gentiles."
你要先求神的国、神的义，这些东西都要加给你了。
And for us, people of God, we have to seek first God's kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be added onto you.
他告诉我们，我们的生命的重心，我们信仰的中心是神的国和神的义。
What He tells us is that.The center of our belief is God's kingdom and God's righteousness.
明白神的心，明白神对我们的心意，是我们真正信仰的重点。
To understand God's will for you and I is the center point of our belief.
不信的人所关心的、所关注的是吃什么、喝什么、穿什么，但是我们不需要太为这些事情操心。
What to eat, what to dress.Is the concern of non-believer, but for us, God's people, we don't have to worry too much about this.
上帝不是不给。
God is not saying that He will not give us anything.
上帝是买一送一，打包送给你的。
In fact, He's so generous that you know, you buy one, He gives you one free.
大家在前两天的黑五里边有没有买很多打折的、很多买一送一的东西？
Did you shop anything in Black Friday? Did you get, you know, buy one and get, you know, plenty of things free?
当你买了贵重的礼物，这些都是个优惠送给你的。
They give you all these good things when you buy something from the merchants, right?
耶稣基督在这个地方提醒我们。
And here Jesus reminds us.
我们要找准信仰的中心。
We have to grasp the center of our belief.Core of our belief.
明白他的心意，跟随他的脚步，这些你所求的，这些福分都会随着你而来。
Understand God's will and follow His footstep, And all those things, you know, will come automatically.
甚至你不求的时候，甚至你不求的时候，上帝已经送给你，上帝已经知道你要什么了。
Even you did not ask for it, God has already prepared that for you.
所以今天的信息告诉我们，我们要重新瞄准我们信仰的重心。
So today's message, we want to shift our focus to a point that we need to realign, you know, what is the center of our belief.
我们以前所要的是我们所要的所寻求的是上帝给我们的一个的赐给我们的福。
In the past, we may be asking and pursuing, you know, all the blessing from God.
今天我们要的是赐福给我们的上帝，我们亲爱的上帝。
But today, let us refocus ourselves on the blessing-giving God.
上帝说，你要爱我自己。
God said, "You need to love me."
我要将你的心放在我之外的东西。
Don't place your heart into anything outside of me.
愿上帝赐福给大家。
May God bless each one of us.
我们一起做个祷告。
Let's pray together.
亲爱的天父阿爸，爱我们的主，感谢和赞美你。
Father God, we want to thank you.
因为你在你的话语当中来教导我们，让我们知道人生的重点是什么。
Thank you for teaching us with your word so that we know that the main point of our life.
信仰是什么？
The belief, the faith of our life.
因为你告诉我们，我们信仰的中心是神你自己。
Because you have told us the core of our belief is you.
当我们的道路走对了的时候，你会祝福我们其他的一切的事物。
When we are on the right path, and you will give us any other things.
你会看顾我们的工作，看顾我们的家庭，看顾我们的生活。
You will take care of our work, our family, our living.
求主耶稣，你帮助我们在你里面能够立定心志。
Lord, we ask you to help us so that we can determine.
不看别的，单单注目耶稣。
To focus on nothing else but Jesus.
你一定会在我们生命当中来祝福我们。
Lord, we ask you to bless us in our life.
我们这样祷告祈求是奉主耶稣名求的。
We pray in Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Amen.
感谢神。
Thank you. Okay, once again, I want to welcome everybody to worship together.I don't think last week I have a chance to say Happy Thanksgiving, right? So Happy Thanksgiving again. How was your turkey? No. No, I saw some head nod, right? Some of you may say, wow, too much turkey. But, you know, one way or the other, you know, it's a blessing. It's really a blessing. Okay, there are a few announcements I want to go through together. December 10th, which is not next Sunday, but the following Sunday, we will have a joint service at 9:30 and then a congregation meeting at 11 o'clock. And during the congregation meeting, we will discuss the 2024 budget as well as other, you know, updates and announcements, you know, from the church. And after the congregation meeting, there will be a Christmas celebration luncheon. Okay, so